So there is this concept called scent marketing, which I found pretty interesting. I did a quick research on it and I gathered some information. I wanted to share it with you. It's a topic that has been a bit underrated and there has not been much research on it. Most of the stuff I found was originally from a Shopify blog, and I found the same information being repeated. A couple of other websites. If you look more, you're probably gonna find more information, but so far I wanted to just have a brief information on it, brief like video on this. So I'll start talking about the scent and smell in general, and then we move to the marketing aspect of it and how we can use it. Well, apparently a scent or smell is the first sense that we use when we're born. Adults distinguish more than 10,000 type of smell, and our body regenerates sense neurons every few weeks to make sure everything is fresh and working fine. Smell is the most closely linked sense to memory, so that's probably the most important aspect of smell as a sense for marketing. Our brain can process and react to a minute of a scent, and after that, it gets used to it, basically. There's a direct path between emotional part of our brain and the scent receptors. This means, well, this is a bit technical. I'm not sure what it means exactly, but this is what was written there. It says the cognitive thinking and stimuli are bypassed. So before we realize there is a smell, an emotion reaction has been triggered in our brain. So basically, I think it means before we process the smell, there is an emotion has been produced in our body, in our brain. Women are str have a stronger feelings to smell than men, and 75% of all emotions we generate every day are affected by smell. We can remember smell with 65% accuracy after 1 year. Versus 50% accuracy of visual memory after 3 months. So 65% 1 year, 50% 3 months. So smell is a way stronger memory recall than basically visuals. Smell can bring good and bad memories, so this is important to pay attention to for marketing reason. Now let's talk about the marketing aspect of it. Context is key. So, the smell that you're using in your shop or business should match the ambiance and the environment of the business. Nice scent can increase people's mood by 40%. In a study, a grocery store profit has increased 3 to 5% by using scent marketing. In another study, a property firm, a brokerage firm, started using nice smell in the properties that they were showing, and their sale increased by 7%. And after that, they kept using it. And Nike realized that scent marketing increases intent to purchase by 80%. In another study, smell of fresh brewed coffee in gas stations increased sales by 300%. So good scent not only makes customers stay longer, but also improves the sense of quality and warm feeling in the shop. Cinnabon, for example, uses a nice smell of their products in closed areas because it stays longer, like at subway stations, for example. Singapore Airlines is another business that has started investing in scent marketing since 30 years ago. They added flora and citrus smell to their hot towels, and they realize it reduces anxiety and improves customer service experience. Muji, if you have ever been to a Muji shop, you can find the diffusers basically here and there in the shop, and they even sell it. They don't even hide it. They sell them. Things to remember are scent must again scent must match the product or the environment. For example, if you are selling luxury products, maybe the smell of wood or leather is appropriate, or if you're selling water sport products, for example, maybe ocean smell, it can be an appropriate smell for scent marketing. Gender designed scents works better, and it can also work opposite, so you got to be careful with the smell if your products are gender based. Seasons and occasions can be a good time or idea to use scent marketing. There are companies, some brands, they use powerful smells, like for example Abercrombie and Fitch and Lush. They kind of use scent as a branding technique. They call it billboard scents, which the smell will be linked somehow to the brand, and it's powerful. It's a powerful smell. What you gotta be careful with this, because subtle and mild smells work basically better, because it goes along with the natural way of how we process smell, and also reduces the customer friction, and it feels more natural. However, some of these brands, they use it for branding purposes basically, but it has some downsides, like some people might have allergy to the smell, or it might feel uncomfortable, or some malls might not allow you to use such a strong smell in there. So that's it so far. If you've got more information on this, share it with me. I think it's a topic that has been underrated a lot, and with these numbers I gave you, I think it shows how efficient it can be in the marketing.